I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, dear ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program, Muslim Lady. Well, I am Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And in here, we have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. And assalamu alaikum to you and to dear listeners.
Thank you very much for being here. Recently, we've been talking about relationships, the connection of respect and love that come together, the fact that we cannot take respect out of love, and the thing that we must be attentive in a relationship. How we are attentive, we talked about it. There are many ways to show that I'm attentive in a relationship and I'm respecting the other person, the partner. But sometimes, as we are human beings and we are prone to forgetting, we are prone to making mistakes and these sort of things, we do things and unconsciously we do them, but unfortunately, unintentionally, they turn out to be disrespectful. And we see that a lot in all relationships, not just about the couple who are married, but also as friends. Like we see that among ladies, since we're talking to ladies. Well, I talked to my friend and I did not intend to hurt her. But the thing that happens is that unintentionally she feels like, okay, maybe she's been trying to disrespect me. So how do we know these sort of signs, the signs that would show my disrespect?
We talked a bit about it in the previous episode, but we'll just again go through it. Sometimes we have to analyze our behaviors. That's how we can actually analyze and actually look if any of my behaviors is disrespecting or not. I never meant once I was talking to one of my friends and I was very down with something. I didn't want to talk. And like my other friend was trying to console me, and in the middle of the way, I just disconnected the call. And because I was not feeling well, I was down with something. And then my friend didn't talk to me for a long time. And like, I went to their home and I told, what's wrong? And I had no idea what's wrong.
Yeah.
And then when I finally managed to talk to my friend, she was like, you remember you disconnected the call? It's kind of shutting door on somebody's face while someone is trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
I never meant that. I was just trying to talk.
Yes, you just felt unwell. That's why.
Yeah, I was just feeling unwell, but it was very important too. And since that day, I try my level best to tell people, I'm not feeling well, I'll talk later. Give me some time, I want to compose myself.
Yeah.
I'll talk later. I would definitely add this line now. If I really don't feel like talking to someone, I would say, give me some time to, you know, compose myself.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Not right now, please.
Yeah. But that time, I didn't have this sense of, you know, I just disconnected. I also needed time that time to compose myself, but it was necessary to say.
Yeah.
This friend of mine taught me it's very necessary to
I
say this.
I guess it's always important to explain things in all relationships.
Communication, open communication is really, really important. So talking about like what things we do that could show disrespect, is sometimes, you know, you don't intend to. You try to joke with your partner and you're mocking them. Nobody likes to get mocked. If the same thing happened with me, would I like this?
So don't use the other person in front of you as a material for mocking or joking.
Yeah. You want to change something in a relationship. You want to tell your partner that, look, I want you to change your this behavior. And if you don't do this, I'll do this and that. That's threatening. When you're threatening, you're actually disrespecting.
Of threatening is not the language of friends.
Yeah, that's not the language of respect.
Sometimes in a relationship, we feel that, okay, since you're my friend, and since we are too close to each other, we have the right to say everything.
Right.
But that's wrong.
Yeah.
Even in the family, even with your siblings who are the closest people to you, you have to watch out some boundaries.
Right. Somebody is talking to you, and as if you're listening to the entire conversation just to criticize that particular person. You're just...
This is very true, yeah.
I know I, as a woman, have this or had this, and I had to fix this. As if you're listening to the entire conversation just to pick out that negative thing out of it.
We, as women, take care of details very much. We go for details too much.
Right.
And that's why maybe even the criticism that I do...
It's because
are
of
in
that
their
perfectionism.
Place.
I mean, yeah, sometimes I just want the other person to be perfect. And that's
but
leave
nobody
the entire
is perfect.
Good part. And I start criticizing. It's very bad. Even if I want to criticize, it should be like my mother always says, if she would criticize me sometimes, I would say, you only criticize me, that's it.
Yeah.
And she would use the word, tanqeed barai tamir. You know, I am criticizing you for your...
Betterment.
To build you,
yeah.
Even if you're criticizing, explain to your partner, I'm doing this because I want you to be better. Or it's better to encourage him before you start criticizing. You know, see the good part, appreciate the good part, and then start criticizing. It's very important where do you criticize,
exactly.
When do you criticize,
how
do
you
criticize.
And the words you pick for that criticism.
Exactly.
So there are a lot, actually, to go for. But let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back for the rest of the story. Welcome back there, ladies. We're talking about respect and love. And then we came to the part when it is a little bit of sad and bitter, that is disrespect. How do I disrespect others without knowing it? Something I do might be taken as a disrespectful action without me even knowing that. So it's true that I must watch out every single word I utter, every single action I do. But then it comes back to my, you know, personality, character. I guess many times we say that, okay, you should know how, when, and why you're criticizing the other person in front of you. But then that is a sort of a genius that you might have it.
Criticizing someone is not a good sign, but if you don't intend to, like I said, sometimes I used to talk to my mother and she would say, I am pinpointing things because I want you to be better.
Exactly.
I want you to note these points to construct yourself mm-hmm. in a much better way. So, you know, this explanation is very important. Otherwise, I would feel like my mom is not happy with my success.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very important to explain things while you're criticizing, even encourage the better part. The other thing that is kind of disrespect, actually, which is, I would say, the biggest form of disrespect, is a controlling behavior. You know, sometimes you try to prevent your partner from making independent decisions. Like, if you find your partner made an independent decision, you would say, like, how do you make an independent decision? I was there. You were supposed to talk to me. You were supposed to take my opinion as well. Or, you know, you try to dominate them. You try to impose your own opinions over them.
This one is really bad.
You should not be controlling, like, no, you don't have any right over your own property. It's all, you can't do anything except me. You can't give to your mom until and unless I give you the approval. You can't spend on your brother who is in need. You can't spend on your sister who is in need. You can't help anyone who is, you know, going through some disease until and unless I will give you the approval. This is controlling behavior. And this is
so bad.
This is disrespect.
Yeah.
So this is not like I'm trying to be a preserver of my husband's property. I'm a savior of him. No, it's a disrespect.
No,
it's
you're
a
being
clear.
A prisoner, actually.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you go to moderation, nothing of this sort would happen.
Moderation should be there. So, you know, because of those controlling behaviors, we were talking about respect. Sometimes some people have respect because they deserve that respect.
Yeah.
But you might see people in life, they have respect because they have owned that respect because of fear. they have kept in the hearts of others. Like, I'll give an example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the worst people in the eyes of God on the Day of Judgment are those who are respected by others out of fear of evil or and their weakness.
You try to be obedient just because you're trying to avoid the consequences.
Oh, exactly.
Being in a relationship is very difficult. You have to take care of every single thing you do. And I guess that comes out of love. So let's go for a break and then we'll be back for the last part.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Well, this is IRIB English Radio, Muslim ladies. This is your program and we're talking about the topic of all women's concern. Which is love and respect. And also disrespect comes in the middle, because when there comes respect, there must be a disrespect. And disrespect is also very, very bitter. That's why we have to just know the behaviors that might be translated as a disrespectful behavior.
Right. Sometimes you willingly or unwillingly induce the feeling of guilt in your partner.
Oh my, yeah. Yeah, this one is very, very common.
And that's because you try to show them whether they are right. You try to determine if someone is wrong. So I would put it as judging, you know. Judging people is a form of disrespect. Judging your partner is a form of disrespect.
And this is not the end of the story, actually. The thing that happens is that they try to inculcate to you that you are the guilty person.
Right. You know, sometimes it's like if your husband comes home and he's like, he's not feeling well, and you would say, you would just pick it up as a woman, like, he's a moody person I have ever seen. He's only has this, whenever he comes home, he has this face.
Yeah, his negative attitude towards home and family.
He is a negative person. That's judgment. You have to look at the background. You have to look at other stories. You have to look at, you know, many things that are behind.
Yeah.
So you can't be judgmental. Being judgmental about anything is another form of disrespect. And then we have defamation. Then, like, see, you just saw some kind of behaviors that you really don't like. Then you are discussing with your mom, with your sister, with your friends.
Yeah.
You might have seen, like, you know, husbands go out for work. Then these women sit in the neighborhood around the table. And then they start gossiping and on, and they never realize in their gossips, they are defaming the other partner. You know, let things go reach an extent where you're discussing things with the woman in the neighborhood, women on your balcony, and then you're defaming the other person without even realizing that you're defaming.
Exactly. And then you come to the point when you realize you were wrong, and then there is no way to wipe out that wrong image from people's mind.
We have already talked about, like, how bad it is to, if you have, it's as good as you have eaten the flesh of your dead brother. It's impossible to put flesh again back on a dead body.
Yeah. So, and now we're talking about a loved one.
Right.
So how about a loved one?
Meanwhile, you should not deceive the person. Any forms of life, you should not betray the person, because betrayal, sometimes you're not being abusive, but you're betraying the person. Betrayal is another form of disrespect, because you're not faithful in a commitment, and then you are sometimes constantly rude, you're insulting the other part. And again, abuse, I would say the last thing, abuse, which could be manifested verbally, emotionally, or even physically sometimes. So, even Imam Kazim al-Islam says, do not give your daughter to someone who is abusive.
Yeah. Now, they say love breeds love. But I say sometimes this quote is not perfectly true. Sometimes you give love, but you do not get that love back. Because there in the middle, in this gap between the love that is going to breed the other love, is the gap of respect and manner. When love exists and manner doesn't exist, respect doesn't exist, then There's no way for another love to come out. So, yes, as human beings, we always have to be respectful toward each other. And as women, if we love someone, I suppose we have to be trying so hard for that love. And trying so hard for that love is to show respect. Yeah, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I leave you to Allah's never-slipping eyes, and I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.